Despite reports prior to the 2008 general election about the personal financial troubles Amy Gerstmann had faced before running for auditor, she won more than 52% of the vote and thus the seat. Much of that may be attributable to the Democratic lean of the county, so much so that Democratic candidates for state school superintendent, attorney general, and governor, who all lost by significant margins statewide, won the county. So did voters just overlook the news of Gerstmann's troubles with money before going to the ballot box?
News is sort of like broccoli. A lot of people know that they should see it, but they just don't like it.
That's Indiana University political science professor Marjorie Hershey, who says paying attention to down-ticket races may be too much for many voters.
Part of that may be that it's just too much to expect people to be able to research the 70 or so offices that are typically on a local ballot.
DePauw University communications professor Jeff McCall says some of the fault is the media's, too.
I think a major problem is that the media world is just not well positioned in this day and age to do a lot of coverage of down-ticket type candidates. The television industry is too much caught up in showbiz and sensationalism. The newspaper industry has been challenged so much financially that they've had to cut back on staff, so they just don't have the resources.
But he says that's not necessarily an excuse.
News organizations at a certain point just need to muscle up. When they serve a surrogate role for us, they really need to inform us about things we need to know about. And part of that job is to explain why that material is important.
Even before the possibility of a special prosecutor was raised, Gerstmann elected not to run for a second term in office. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.